1942, a father leaves his two young boys with their formidable grandmother and thus begins Lost in Yonkers. Part comedy, part drama. It's a play about survival, family, and acceptance. The Metro Theater will be staging the Neil Simon Pulitzer Prize-winning play, which opens tomorrow, the 14th of January, and runs through to the 11th of February, 2006. This morning I'm joined by the director of this production, Alison Schamberger, who will talk with me about the production, the Neil Simon work, and more. Tickets for Lost in Yonkers are available at the Metro Theater's box office, 604-266-7191. And more information can be found at metrotheater.org. Please welcome to the commentary.ca Alison Schamberger. Good morning, Ms. Schamberger.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
My woefully truncated summary of Lost in Yonkers aside, what is the play about?
The play is about family and what war does to family. In this particular case, the grandmother who has come from Germany, and we're dealing with a Jewish family who fled Germany during the beginning of World War II, and the suffering that she's encountered, and this suffering has had a tremendous effect on the way she's brought up her children, and in a way they've all become damaged because of the way they've been brought up by her. But nonetheless, not to make you think the play is all gloom and doom, they've all managed to, in their own way, rise above this, and there is an optimistic conclusion to the end of the play.
Though it is about a Jewish family at the outset of the Second World War in New York, there are themes there that are universal, are there not?
Oh, certainly. I mean, the conflict between the generations is certainly a universal theme. The theme of survival, of rising above extremely difficult circumstances that you have no control over, and the theme of love and how it affects all of us in our own ways.
And since it is Neil Simon, there is some comedy in it, is there not?
Oh, of course. I mean, Neil Simon, as you know, is a master of the comedic line, a master of the comedic one-liner, a master of the ironic self-mockery, which, of course, runs throughout the play. And the boys particularly provide a tremendous amount of the humor because they're the hapless victims caught up in this network of family strife that they don't really know anything about, and so this provides a huge amount of humor.
Some say that this is Neil Simon's best work, is it?
Well, I mean, the fact that it won the Pulitzer Prize, I think, has to be some acknowledgement of that. I think it's his best work in that it's a wonderful mixture of drama and comedy, and so it's not that it's a play you come out of thinking, oh, that was a nice bit of fluff. There are moments in the play where the audience will be crying, and I'm getting choked up just thinking about it, because there's some wonderful scenes between Bella and her mother where all this incredibly gut-wrenching stuff comes out. And so I think in that respect he's tapped depths within himself that he doesn't show in any of his other plays.
What is it about Neil Simon, though, just to focus on him for a sec, that makes him so thoughtful, so entertaining, and yet so accessible?
Well, I think he writes about families, and most people can access families and all the sort of conflicts that happen within families. But I think it's also the, as I say, the self-mocking humor. I mean, a line comes to mind from Come Blow Your Horn, when the son refers to his mother's living room as the museum of expensive furniture. A lot of people can relate to that kind of thing, the plastic on the sofa and all that sort of stuff, you know. So I think it's very ordinary, it's very down to earth. But at the same time, there's that wonderful New York Jewish quirkiness about it that adds an extra edge to the humor.
And that's worked successfully everywhere, dramas and television,
sure.
Sitcoms on television as well.
Exactly.
Talk to us about the Metro Theater. I've never been to the production of at the Metro Theater.
Oh,
so
you haven't?
No.
Well, Metro's been going for over 40 years. We have, we do 8 plays a season, plus a Christmas pantomime. We tend to do fairly kind of middle-of-the-road kinds of plays that aim purely to entertain rather than to shock and titillate, shall we say. We have about 1,000 season ticket holders, most of whom are fairly elderly and who like just to go out and have a nice evening and be entertained and not, you know, be yelled at or anything like that. It's financially stable. We've gone through some difficult times. We don't get any grants or any sort of subsidies of any kind, so it is a non-profit society, but we try to make each production pay for itself.
And how do you go about selecting the productions that
Well, I've been on the play reading committee for quite a long time, and as I say, we do tend to take into consideration plays that are worth doing, you know, that have some merit to them just for themselves. But we also like to do something sort of frothy, you know, like a British farce or an American farce. Those usually bookend our season, one at the beginning of the season, which usually is the end of August, beginning of September, and the other one in the summer. And then in between, we do like an Agatha Christie, we do a musical, we do some drama, like, for example, the next production is the American play called Strangers on the Train, which is a kind of a thriller. So we try to have a reasonably good mix within the season of plays that we think our audience are going to enjoy.
Alison Schamberger is on the line talking about the Metro Theatre's production of Lost in Yonkers, which opens tomorrow night and runs until the 11th of February. The Metro is located at 1370 Southwest Marine Drive. Tickets are available through their box office, 604-266-7191, or available through their website, metrotheatre.org. Neil Simon, as I said, is universal. Some of the themes are universal. What are some of the challenges bringing such a New York sort of Jewish family comedy drama to a place like Vancouver, where it isn't, well, it is ethnic, I guess, but it's not, those sorts of themes aren't universal here. It's a different coast.
I think they are, you know, because especially in the multicultural society we have in Vancouver, I think you get a lot of conflict between older generation, say Asian people who come from their own country and start again here, and then their children adopt new values and new lifestyles that they don't approve of. So I think there's that same kind of conflict between the generations over cultural things that are shown in the play. The New York thing, of course, the tricky thing for the actors is trying to master the accent. We've worked pretty hard on that. Luckily, I have an assistant director who's from the States, and so she's really helped out with the vocal coaching, because as you probably can tell, I'm from Scotland, so even though I've got a good ear for dialect myself, the sounds might not be quite as good coming out of my mouth as they are coming out of hers.
Right. Talk to us about some of the performers that we'll see when we go.
Well, the two boys, Jay and Artie, the one playing Jay is Daniel Siracusa. He's actually one of my former students from Burnaby North Secondary School. And then his younger brother is played by Doran Satinoff, who's had a lot of experience in musical theatre around the Lower Mainland. He was in the production of Big this summer. And then his father is played by George Kopf. Their aunt, Bella, is played by Liza Ulrich. Their other aunt, Gert, by Nikki Anderton. Louis the Gangster by Rory Guilander. And Grandma by Deborah Spitz. So I'm delighted with the cast. They're an extremely strong cast that are doing a wonderful job of the characters for me.
Are they enjoying doing the Neil Simon work, and do they find it challenging?
Oh, I think they're enjoying it. There have been challenges, because unlike a lot of his other plays, there are some fairly hefty monologues in this play, and so those had to be sort of worked through fairly close to the beginning of rehearsal. And of course, as I say, there's some really gut-wrenching drama in various points in the play, so usually you don't get to that kind of level with Neil Simon. Usually it's all quip, 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 and, you know, funny situations, and you open the door expecting it to be the gorgeous girlfriend, and it's the old hag, you know, that kind of thing. So that's different from his other works.
And it must be harder to make people laugh than to make them cry.
As they say, comedy is a damn serious business, and it requires a huge amount of technique, but it's something I've been involved in all my life, and something I'm particularly fond of acting in and directing, so I hope that I've got the most out of the comedy that we can.
Well, Alison, thanks so much for joining us today, and break a leg.
Thank you. You're most welcome.
Lost in Yonkers by Neil Simon opens tomorrow night at the Metro Theatre. Get tickets from their box office, 604-266-7191. For more information, hit up www.metrotheatre.org. For the commentary, I'm Joseph Flatta.